Darren Flindell's on his way to the big day today at Newcastle. Morning, Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. It is a good day, a very solid field sizes, and it's good to be able to do some form and a good rated track for a change.
Too right. Now, the first there, we put out 14, 16, 17, 18, the Spruik horse here, Merivee.
Yeah, Spruik is certainly the word. Its latest trial was really, really impressive. Word had come on a lot from its first trial and then its second trial. It's quite mind-boggling, the amount of money that's been there for it in such a big field. I've kicked it on top. It looks very promising, but if it got beat today, I certainly wouldn't be disappointed because it doesn't have much early speed and it'll be winding up late. But it might just get away with this on raw ability at his first start. Ataraxia, I think, did enough at its early start to there at Beaumont on a heavy track that it's got to go down as a chance, reflectivity. The run in the Black Oval was just fair, but I thought its run in the Golden Gift of Rose Hill was good enough that it could be a winning chance in this. And Sanctioned, I thought, had place claims on its third to Almanzora on debut at Warwick Farm. But I've gone with the Spruik horse here, Merivee. I was really taken with its trial. Five on top to beat 1, 6, and 8.
Race 2, pull out 4 and 10. A few lightly raced here.
Yes, this Noir's come out here. Is that the case?
Yeah, late scratching.
Okay. Well, in that case, it's really opened the race up. Solo Song with the cheek pieces going on is a chance. I think Viva La Romance will be doing its best work at the finish. Senorita de Vega, I quite like the way she's found the line, but I've got the impression she's going to need further than the 1,400 metres. Looks like she's a real mile and a quarter type at the five. And upgrade Escapado into the selections here as well. But yeah, Noir looked to stand out there. So that's opened things up. I've got 9 on top to beat 7, 5, and 1.
Right, over third, put out 2, 5, and 9.
Well, it's a maiden obscura, won the race last time, lost it on protest. There was a bit erratic the last little bit, but it was its first run for nearly a year. So I want to stick with this. A maiden pretty well handicapped under the circumstances, considering it, you know, it did beat the other one the last time history. It was just that it knocked it down late. For the miners, not to be caught with the blinkers on, that might just sharpen it up a little bit, but it looks good for a mile, the 12. The bottom one out of wedlock, I like the way it stayed on at Kembla last time. It's stepping up from the 1,300 metres to the mile. That's going to be a big plus for it. And a Timeless Melody went well last time. It's got to go in the exotics. But Obscura should win this. 6 clearly on top from 12, 13 and 8.
Right over the fourth, full field.
My best bet here is Champagne Ready. I was really taken with its barrier trial at Rose Hill on the 13th behind Walido. Very quiet, but really savaged the line late. So 3 clearly on top. Anna Time, doesn't look to be a great deal of this mare, but she tries hard, and I think it's a good move getting the 2 kilo claimer just to get the weight down a little bit off her back. So Anna Time, a clear second pick. Revy Rampart's run was enormous at Hawkesbury last time, but no luck at all. She's certainly on the short list for the race. And Lady Veronique, I like the way she found the line last time and drawn the rail. She should get a pretty similar run again. But I think Champagne Ready might have a touch of class on these. 3 my best to beat 1, 4, 9.
Okay, on to the race 5. Put a line through 3, 4, 12, 13, and 20.
Yes, yeah, solid field size in this. Cross Stitch has had 2 trials. She's run the 3rd in both of them. But I thought she closed off really well behind Spirit and Fire in the Rose Hill trial on the 13th. Quite happy with that. It was good enough to put her on top here to beat Axiomatic. Got a big question mark on her. Her trial at Warwick Farm leading up to this, I wasn't sure about. It looked as though she was being necked out of it. But all her form last preparation was on good rated tracks. So, and that trial at Warwick Farm was rain effective going that morning. So I've got Axiomatic in the tips. Drakenfels, he's not really a punter's pal, this one. He looked the winner returning home at Warwick Farm and he didn't let down. But he's definitely got to go in all the multiple bets. And the Pinnacle, originally I was going to run with her on top. I loved her Warwick Farm win. And I hope I don't regret this later, but I see she went and had a trial of Wyong, probably having missed a lot of work and been scratched from a few races. The Pinnacle, her trial at Wyong, just didn't grab me. So I've downgraded her to fourth pick. 10 on top to beat 2, 7, and 8 in the fifth.
Righto, race 6, there were no scratchings.
Tamarack, I think, is a nice horse. I'm not at all concerned about the last defeat. The track was pretty heavy there at Warwick Farm. Brenton Abdullah sticks with it. So that's good enough for me. Nothing Box is going to go forward for the 3 kilo claimer. The third to Be Like Dad reads okay on the form guide. Now we're Be Like Dad winning on the weekend at Rose Hill. Red Knot should get a soft lead. And the Seasonal is a very consistent five-year-old. And I think Seasonal's got to go on the selections as well. But pretty keen on 3 Tamarack as a standout there. To be 1, 7, and 2.
Race 7, put out 7 and 10.
Up and rolling here, number 4. Resuming, well, having its first run in Australia, but hasn't raced since winning a cheap race in New Zealand back in January. But I like the way it closed off under a hold in its trial over 1,030 metres at Rose Hill. Looked to have a bit of quality about it that morning, up and rolling. So I was happy to go with it as the on-top kick here. My friend Charlie, I think, will roll forward from a wide alley and put itself in a very favourable position. So it looks a chance. Krusty's consistent, the mile suits. And Kaseki Dane hasn't been going all that well of late. But when I look at this field and some of the races Kaseki Dane's been in, I think it's an easier assignment, so I popped him in for 4th. But up and rolling, I think this might prove to be a handy acquisition to the yard of 4 on top to beat 6, 3, and 9.
Righto, the Provincial Championships qualifier, 9 Smokies Joy, 18 All From Scrap, 19 Torfic Boy, and 20 Oakfield Sunrise out.
Quite happy to go with Beretta here, drawing the fence. I just think Bowman will drive it forward, get into a decent spot. Leaders back or 3 back the fence, but it did too much work there at Wyong last time, and it was only beaten a length and a half. It was a pretty gutsy performance by Beretta. Another run, well, I think it's really bottomed out in the market around the 3:30 mark. Absolutely nothing went its way at Wyong. Oh, boy, it was a tragic path for another run. But you've got to take pretty skinny odds from a bad gate here today. But, you know, Thompson gives it the right run. It's there. I think Lead Me Astray's good value. Getting back on top of the ground, it'll be in a forward spot. And the Calabasas. So Kim Moore's had to pull the plug in a few races with the heavy tracks. She's going today. Once again, it's come up with a bad draw. But Calabasas for the right run is certainly a hope. Interesting direct strategy. He was scratched from Goulburn last Thursday. They suspected it may have had a bout of colic, but that was a false alarm. Direct strategy's not without a chance either. But one on top from 3, 14 and 10.
The 9th, take out 9, 16, 17, 18.
Well, I've always been a bit of a fan of Dixie Chick. She hasn't always produced, but this is the easiest race she's been in. Resuming, terrific trial at Warwick Farm. She just trucked to the line hard hell for Clark. He rides here on race day. Happy to go with Dixie Chick, number 13 on top. The beat number 8, Magic Az, who's resuming. I've always believed he's much better on a firm track. Magic Az gets that today. That's going to be a big plus for him. Vigilance is looking to put another picket in the fence. I wouldn't like to say Vigilance can't do it, but it's certainly the asset test today in this company. And Invincible George attacked the line with a lot of gusto at Taree last time. So with a bit of luck, I think Invincible George is not out of it if you're playing a quaddie there. But 13, I think she brings her best form. She is clearly the one to beat. 13, Dixie Chick from 8, 11 and 7.
Oh, what a name and bet it is too. They're performing tonight at the Kudos Bank Arena. You'll be there in the front row, I imagine.
What time are they starting? At 10 o'clock?
No, 7 o'clock tonight. You'll get there.
Yeah, good luck.
All right. Now, what's your... There's the aim and bet of the day. Now, what's your best today, Darren?
The best is Champagne Ready, so that could be rather fitting if I did happen to make it. Race 4, number 3. And Beretta the pick in the provincial qualifier today.
All right. Good on you. Drive safely, and we'll hear you later on from Newcastle.
Thanks, Matt. I've got to resume my way back on this freeway now.
All right. Good luck.
Okay.
Darren Flindell on his way to Newcastle. It's 2 past 11, Sky Sports Radio.